Welcome everybody, Shir number 943. We're learning today Le'ila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rebar and Zizel. Le'ila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Le'refuah Shalem Elio Ben Dina Malka. Okay, getting back to our Malacha of Makkah Bepatish. So we are in the middle of talking about the various different Gezeres, Midrabon and Rabbinical Rishins, in conjunction with Makkah Bepatish, in conjunction with Tikkun Maneh, whereby Chazal made various different gezeiros, and because of the fact either one might come to fix the inyan something, or by it just looks like it's a making something anew, making something fixed, and so on, and thereby creating a new item, which is basically Makkah Bepatish Tikkun Maneh. Okay, so be it as it may, we started talking about the halachas of challah, in other words, on Shabbos, taking challah on Shabbos. Is one allowed to, one is not allowed to. But the bottom line is we established the fact that one, of course, has to take challah before Shabbos. Taking challah, we're saying to be mafresh challah, like somebody has to do during the week. The bottom line is I just want to talk a minute about what about if somebody forgot to do it? You have to do it during the week. Shabbos, we don't do it. What do we do if we forgot? Is there a way out? So just real quickly to review over, he brings down the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas on page 1188. As explained earlier, he says, separating challah is an act of repairing by virtue of the fact that that it removes the prohibition of the dough or the baked goods. Okay, completing or repairing a non-functional item, like we explained, even food on Shabbos is Makkah Bepatish, the halachic part. We said, we brought down quite a while back that Lefi de Mishabrua, there is no Makkah, Lefi de Bir Halach, actually, there is no Makkah Bepatish by food, but over here it's a halachic status that's being repaired. Even so, a repair of this nature would not be the true malach of Makkah Bepatish. Of course, it's not a deraisa. By taking challah on Shabbos, one would not be over the deraisa of Makkah Bepatish, but because the foods were physically edible even beforehand. Removal of the halachic, we said, it's a halachic issue. The removal of the halachic stigma is not a true act of repair with respect to the malacha. Yet because the perception of repairing is conveyed when challah is separated, when one is mafresh challah on Shabbos, if they didn't do it for whatever reason during the week, then doing so is rabbinically prohibited. It's a gezeira midrabanan. Therefore, it's usher, actually. I shouldn't say it's a gezeira. It's an usher midrabanan. Therefore, challah was not separated before Shabbos. Separation may not be done on Shabbos because this simulates an act of repairing. However, the correct manner of how to proceed in such situation depends on where a person lives, actually. It's very interesting. So it actually depends if somebody lives in Eretz Israel or in Chutz Laretz. Now, just to go through it real quickly, the Shulchan Aruch, well, we're not going to get into all the ins and outs, but the Shulchan Aruch does make a distinction when it talks about of the taking of challah, not in Shabbos, but the Bechlal, being Mafresh challah, there is a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. So, but it brings down the, I'm not going to get into all those halachas right now, because I just want to put down the halach. It's not so negay lemaisa, usually this doesn't come up, but here and there it could happen. So lemaisa, just go through the two different case scenarios. Brings down the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachas, again on page 11. In Eretz Yisrael, first of all, in Eretz Yisrael, baked goods from which challah was not taken are taka aser to be eaten. Because the separation of the challah brings about a significant change in the status, forbidden food becomes permitted. Creating such a change conveys a compelling perception that a repairing act of the food when it's taken. Like we explained, as explained earlier, even the mere perception of repairing is aser midrabban. And therefore, if one forgot to take challah before Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, he may not certainly do so on Shabbos, because this appearance of Makkah is a appearance of Makkah Bepatish. In Eretz Yisrael, there is no viable solution for if one forgot to separate challah, for example, from the baked goods, then they can't be eaten. If the challah was not separated from the baked goods may not be eaten, or the challah, whatever it is that they forgot to separate, in the case whereby one had to be mafresh challah, they flat out can't be eaten, and the challah may not be separated on Shabbos. Of course, you can't take the challah on Shabbos. We're going to see in Chutz Laretz, it's a little bit easier. One has no choice, but he brings down the Maisa. Again, this is only in Eretz Yisrael, because of the fact that in Eretz Yisrael, taking challah is stricter. The Maisa he brings down, one has no choice but to find other bread or cake to eat on Shabbos, or just somehow to get, maybe possibly from a neighbor, or however it is, to get the Lecha Mishnah. Obviously, one must be extremely careful to remember to separate challah at the first opportunity, so as to avoid difficulties. Now, the Mishnah Berurah actually in Reish Samach Aleph, Sifkat and Gimel, says in the middle over there, he says, Sharei Chalas Chutzlaretz, taking Chala from in Chutzlaretz, Yochel, the same halachas apply, you can't know on Shabbos, but Yochel Lechel B'loi Hafrashas Chala, you would be able to eat from that Chala without Hafrashas Chala, without taking the Chala, L'shai Ma'at, but you would have to leave over, L'shai Ma'at Ad Achar Shabbos L'hafri Min Amshur, you have to leave over enough whereby you could take Chala from that after Shabbos. But we'll see the Lashon in the Sefer Lamedes Melachos, and the, just going back to the Eretz Yisrael again, whereby you don't have that option, brings down the Dirshu, and also Reish Samach Aleph, number 2, he says, Mitamza kosvu aprima godim, pamachzis ha-shekels, sheba oifin shaloi hifrish chal b'Eretz Yisrael, somebody living in Eretz Yisrael, they forgot to take challah during the week, that it's a problem. Now comes Shabbos, she'ein takana l'shar mimenu k'tas l'maitz Shabbos. And he says, she'ein takana l'shar, you don't have that way of it whereby l'shayim imenu k'sas l'mayt Shabbos. In other words, to leave over part of it for mayt Shabbos and then take challah. You eat from it, but then you leave over part and then take it. Ba'ifin zeh, he said, and then take off the challah mayt Shabbos, which we'll see inside. Ba'ifin zeh is mutal l'hafrit b'bein hashmoshes im ein le malecha milvad zeh. He said, but he does say l'maysa b'bein hashmoshes. In the Benish Moshe's man before Shabbos, right before Shabbos, it's already Shabbos, but that Benish Moshe's man, one would be allowed to take challah in Eretz Yisrael. But if it's a mutal, the hafresh Benish Moshe's im ein loy malechom avadze. If that's the only thing you have, there is what to rely on only on Benish Moshe's. So we see in Eretz Yisrael, there's no way to fix it. But when it comes to Chutz Laretz, just to sum it all up, in Chutz Laretz, in the lands outside of Eretz Yisrael, the halacha of challah is more lenient, brings down, this is again, we're reading from the Sefer Lamedes Melachos, in conjunction with the Mishnah Berurah, which we quoted, and the Dirshu, and so on. Although separating challah and Shabbos is aser, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz Laretz, right? Somebody lives outside of Eretz Yisrael, they separate challah and Shabbos, because it's a corrective measure of the dough, like we saw. Eating the uncorrected baked dough, eating the dough before the challah was actually taken, is allowed. In Eretz Yisrael it's not, but in Chutz Laretz it is. Eating the uncorrected baked dough is permitted even before the challah has been taken in Chutz Laretz. So he brings down, this affords a simple solution, which we just read inside in the Mishnah Berurah. This affords a simple solution to the problem of one who forgot. It was also sent to me, by the way, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings it down like this. This affords a simple solution to the problem of one who forgot to take challah before Shabbos. Let's say somebody forgot, or they weren't able to do it, but Lamai said they have the challahs, and this is the only thing they have, and they didn't take challah, so it would be permissible to eat almost all the baked goods in that batch, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, but one must simply make certain to leave a small amount, more than a kazayas, remaining for the purpose of separating challah after Shabbos. In other words, after Shabbos, you have to leave over enough whereby you could take challah from. Not to leave over the you're not taking challah on Shabbos, but you're leaving over a piece whereby from this you could take challah after Shabbos. After Shabbos, a kezayis from that remaining bread, from that remaining challah, is separated for the mitzvah of challah. However, no bracha is recited on that separation. Then you do not make a bracha, he brings down. And lemaisa, that's how to do it. Okay, so that's the bottom line. Again, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down the same exact thing. In Chutz Laretz, that you could eat it, but you have to leave over a big enough piece whereby it's nicker, it's recognized. He says that you're taking challah, that you're taking, you know, not to leave a little piece and that's the challah. You're taking, you leave over enough of a piece whereby it's recognizable that you're taking challah from that piece. So that would be good. Again, only in Chutz Laretz, in Eretz Yisrael, it's taka a problem. Sending us lachem bracha, kol tov.